I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the latest in our series, What If an African American Becomes President? We've been examining what it might mean for politics, the culture, our state of mind. We've heard from writers and thinkers like Richard Rodriguez, Tim Weiss, and Maya Angelou. Now rap icon Chuck D takes the question. But first, we have to talk about that campaign for the White House. John McCain says he is suspending his campaign unilaterally to return to Washington to work on the president's financial bailout package.
I'm directing my campaign to work with the Obama campaign and the Commission on Presidential Debates to delay Friday night's debate until we have taken action to address this crisis.
Senator Barack Obama will also attend a bipartisan meeting today at the White House at the president's request, but says he plans to stick to the debate schedule.
With respect to the debates, it's my belief that this is exactly the time when the American people need to hear from the person who in approximately 40 days will be responsible for dealing with this mess.
So what does all this mean? Let's ask NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Ken, hi.
I don't know the answer, Michelle.
Okay, well, tell us what you do. Now, let's start with the timeline. There seems to be some kerfuffle over who said what first.
It sounds like the first effort to reach out was made by Barack Obama, and he called John McCain and said, look, we have to have a joint statement about the importance of this, that we should put bipartisanship in front of politics by coming together on the financial bailout. And that was fine and fine and dandy. And then apparently John McCain decided to one-up him by saying that we have to put politics completely behind this and therefore not have a debate on Friday and instead put all our attention towards the financial bailout. Now, of course, Obama felt that he was blindsided by this, and he went on, as we just heard, saying that, no, the American people need to hear what we have to say. I think we're able to multitask, and the president needs to multitask, so the debate should go on Friday night.
So, but he is going to attend this meeting.
Obama says he's going to attend. The Commission on Presidential Debates insists it's going to continue. John McCain still has the option saying, well, we have made sufficient progress in the negotiations starting today at 4 p.m. Eastern time at the White House, and perhaps, therefore, he can suddenly show up at the University of Mississippi at Oxford. But there are some people say that he may not show, and the question is whether he can get away with that.
So we really don't know.
We don't know. And what's interesting about this is that, remember, a day or two before John McCain said we should put politics aside, he was blaming Barack Obama for the financial mess, his ties to Freddie and Fannie and all things like that. So it is an interesting look. John McCain is a risk taker, no better proven by the selection of Sarah Palin as running mate. He knows he's behind. But I suspect this is kind of his way of dealing things, the way he's dealt with things all his life.
Which is what? As a tactical maneuver, it certainly is. I mean, he claimed the news cycle.
It shakes up,
to give
exactly.
Him that.
It shakes up the box. And look, remember, when did he pick Sarah Palin? The day after the Democratic convention ended. John McCain is well aware of how it plays in the press and the media, and he's never lost sight of that.
Has this ever happened before? Has a candidate ever suggested postponing a debate because of national events? And how did that play out?
Well, I think there were two instances. First of all, they did postpone a 1996 debate, presidential debate between Clinton and Bob Dole, President Clinton and Bob Dole. It was more of a logistical thing. President Carter in 1980 decided to cancel a debate in Iowa. He was debating Jerry Brown and Ted Kennedy. And he said, well, the Iranian hostage crisis means I could not devote any of my time to politics. Of course, he was hurting. And it was a brilliant tactical move. Ted Kennedy, Jerry Brown never recovered. But of course, Carter went on to lose in November.
I see your point. So, how is it playing so far? I mean, motivation is the hardest thing to prove with any human being. I mean, you can, you know, and we live in a cynical age, and you know, on the one hand, you can say, well, this is a monumental task. He is a member of the Senate. They both are. One would think that their participation would be appreciated. On the other hand, he is down in the polls. The polls demonstrate that Obama has recently sort of moved ahead of him, in part because of his perceived advantage on economic issues?
Well, the fact is, look, one of these men will definitely be the next president of the United States. So in that sense, they probably should be involved in something that will affect the next administration. There's no question about that. But at the same time, look, this being Washington, everything is looked at politically. Democrats say it's a political stunt. Harry Reid said, well, of course he's doing that because he's trailing in the polls. He wants to distract from his failing presidential candidacy. Republicans actually probably like this because they don't want to back a very unpopular president who not too long ago was saying that everything's fine, the markets are working fine, and suddenly it's henny penny, the world is falling. So there's a little nervousness about this. Perhaps John McCain gives these Republicans cover by coming to Washington.
You think it's a bit of a Rorschach test where you stand on this is going to be where you sit?
That's what it exactly sounds like. If you listen to the reaction from the two sides, that's exactly what came out yesterday and today.
Apart from the tactics of will he debate, won't he debate, what's he going to do, how has this whole economic crisis affected the presidential campaign so far?
Well, you said, you mentioned the fact that Barack Obama, it was basically a tie ball game a couple of weeks ago. And then when the market started to fall, the Dow started to drop, a panic started to emerge on Wall Street. More and more people began to see that they trusted Barack Obama as getting us out of the economic mess. A Washington Post poll yesterday showed Barack Obama up by 9 points. But again, the debates have a way, we've seen it in the past, the debates have a way of changing the whole landscape, the presidential landscape. Whatever lead is now, whatever the numbers are now, that could very well change. There are three scheduled, we don't know what's going to happen, three scheduled presidential debates, a VP debate on October 2nd, and that could be the ballgame.
And as I understand it, that John McCain also suggested that perhaps the first presidential debate could take place in lieu of the vice presidential debate that was scheduled for next week. How is that being received?
Well, again, everything.
I mean, a cynic might say that since this isn't, you know, one. There is some concern. I mean, Sarah Palin has not been exposed very much to the press. She's given very few interviews. She's not given one major press conference. It's been widely sort of discussed how when she met with sort of foreign leaders in New York this week with the United Nations General Assembly's meeting, she took not one question for reporters. Reporters were sort of kept out of the room. And in fact, the networks had to threaten to pull their cameras to even allow reporters to be present when these photo ops were taken.
And apparently, almost every conversation talked about her looks, which was very unnerving if you read the New York Times this morning. But look, I don't think the Republican Party wants the first debate on the scale to be Joe Biden, who's been in the Senate since 1066, and Sarah Palin, who's new on the scene. I think, obviously, look, John McCain is not the worst debater in the world, and he has a lot of experience that he wants to bring forward, but I think he wants to show the American people that politics comes second, leadership comes first. The question is whether the American people will buy it.
NPR's political editor Ken Rudin joined us here in our Washington studio. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Michelle.
Remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. We'd like to know what you thought about President Bush's speech to the country last night.
Our economy is facing a moment of great challenge, but we've overcome tough challenges before. And we will overcome this one.
Now, we've talked to a number of political leaders over the course of the week and reporters and analysts, and now we'd like to hear from you. Do you think that the government bailout plan, the Bush administration's proposed bailout plan, will do the trick? Is this crisis affecting your pocketbook? Are you nervous about your retirement savings, your pension plan, your family's financial future? To tell us more and to compare notes with what other listeners are saying, go to our blog at npr.org/tellmemore. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that number is 202-842-3522.